This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in California, Silicon Valley, California. He's a patent holder. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. I think we have a good show for today, a good class.
Good.
We have three topics. And any one of these would probably be a topic in and of itself, but we're going to cover three great topics. This class is going to be so good. I would almost say our class doesn't deserve it, but our class definitely deserves it.
You know, Bert, I just wanted to mention, I was thinking during the commercial break after Greg Lesher was on, you know, we don't get a lot of calls. And the reason we don't get a lot of calls is we're not opinion radio. We don't have a forum for people to call and say, you know what, we don't do that. We don't talk about who's got the best cookies, the best hamburgers, nonsense like that. What we talk about is ideas and solutions and facts. And I think what you're going to be talking about today, and we do have the best class. We have the smartest class in radio, and I would put us up against any broadcast out there, any broadcast worldwide, actually in our half of the galaxy, and I know we would beat them in terms of knowledge, and ideas, and actual performance, things that we have accomplished. Bert, start with the first topic, please.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, Vince, what you said, we put facts out there. We talk about what's going on, how things work, and then we let people figure out their own conclusions. We don't tell them how to think, and that's what I enjoy, doing my part in teaching. So first we're going to talk about a Ponzi scheme, and not well reported, probably because the biggest mark is Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway, and this is an amazing story. And let me preface it in saying that if you want to take a billionaire out of his money, you can't offer a small scam. You cannot offer, you know, we're selling three 7-Elevens in town, or, we're going to, have a used car lot that we're putting up in the middle of town. It's got to be something big if you want to get hundreds of millions from somebody. And that's what this Ponzi scheme was. It was huge. It was a multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme to sell portable solar electricity generators. Portable solar generators. Hardly reported, but a huge scam. Not as big as Bernie Madoff, but almost, because we aren't over $1 billion. So,
okay, please continue. Yeah, please continue.
So this company, sorry to say, based in California, as a lot of these things are, they decided that it would be really cool to put together a rig of solar panels and supply them anywhere there was, say, a natural disaster, an emergency, a sporting event, anywhere you needed more power. In California, sometimes the power grid goes down. We've reported on that many times, whether it's from fires or storms, or they just turn it off intentionally so nothing bad happens, and it seems bad things happen anyway. But there's emergencies. Also, if you have a sporting event, you need extra power. So on the surface, this sounds like a great idea, right? Wow, solar power. We can you know, bring power anywhere. If there's people need to use their cell phones, we can supply power, and you can put up a, you know, a portable cell phone tower. And that'd be great. Give people connectivity. Sounds really good, but turns out, in reality, the market for that is pretty tiny. But it doesn't matter. People don't do their due diligence. And amazingly, the big guy used to be the richest man in the world, I think, for a while. Now he's like, you know, number 40 or something like that. Warren Buffett, his company's Berkshire Hathaway, they invested $340 million into this. So they took a big chunk of it. And the reality is they only built a few of these rigs. They, you know, they take the same printer that was printing off serial numbers and generate all these serial numbers. But the reality is they built only a small fraction of what they claimed, and most of what they built never even got deployed, just sat in a warehouse. And investors were paid back with the money from new investors. Now, where have we heard that before? I think there was a guy, what was it, Vince, about 100 years ago, named...
Yeah, it was Charles Ponzi.
Charles Ponzi. And I guess there was a tried and true method, because that's exactly what they did, and how these astute investors did not do their due diligence to see it further. Well, that's for further reading, but they didn't. They, you know, people are so eager to invest in clean technology, so-called clean, put it in parentheses, because our second topic we're going to talk about, it's not so clean sometimes what you think might be electric and solar panel, but they're so eager to invest in these environmental investments that they put their blinders on and did not do the proper due diligence. It was a scam from the very first day.
Yeah, and there's another one that's currently running. It's a pretty large one, probably even larger, and it's called Social Security, which is you all pay in, and the new guys who allegedly have jobs who are paying in pay in the funds that are going to the people who have retired who are collecting. So that's another Ponzi scheme. Back to you.
And the difference is that one's legal, but interesting, did Charles Ponzi pass away before or after Social Security was enacted? I guess we'll leave that look up at a future date. Probably about the same time, I would think. You know, probably about 80 years ago or something.
Well, he had a brilliant scheme, absolutely brilliant in terms of defrauding investors. And it works until people decide to pull their money out. That's when it collapses. Or until new people to be fleeced stop being fleeced. So those are the two events that cause a Ponzi scheme to fail. Back to you.
A little more real, the people that ran this solar company made it more complex than they needed. They called it a tax equity fund, and basically they just, you know, did a bunch of complex things that I guess someone like Warren Buffett would say, oh, well, that's how they return so much money. They've devised this great financial setting where they can do all this, and wow, they make it work. And of course, it was total, you know what. And other people have put money in is Progressive Insurance Company. You've heard of them. They advertise on TV here all the time. East West Bank Corp, Valley National Bank Corp. And I've used their paint, but I prefer Kelly Moore. Sherwin Williams invested in this, if you can believe that. And of course, like all Ponzi schemes, I think you named the one that is still going, but all other Ponzi schemes basically, really by definition, by structure, have to come to an end because investors want their return and they run out of new investors. And sooner or later, it happens. And and that's exactly what happened. But it took.
The only reason that Social Security is legal is because the corporation, the government posing, the corporation posing as government says it's legal. That's the only reason why it's legal. Back to you.
Yeah. So what do you do with $1 billion you get from a scam besides give some of it back to previous investors to think they're getting a dividend or return? Well, they bought luxury homes in 5 states, also Caribbean and Mexico. They bought a private jet. They bought a NASCAR team, and they bought a minor league baseball team. So they're trying to recover these assets. Who knows what the restitution will be? I think when it gets so big, you can't put that much cash in your safe or in a bank account. So they probably will find most of the assets, and maybe people will get a third or half of their money back. Remains to be seen. Of course, there's legal costs as well. But, it's not widely reported. And I think, that might be some of the investors who lost their money aren't so eager to have their names out there as falling for this. I doubt anyone in our class fell for this because I think we have too smart a class. But, I guess the lesson here is no matter what the investment, large or small, please do your due diligence and ask questions.
Bert, I've known you since the early 70s, and one recurring sentence keeps coming back to my mind. You and I have talked about this many, 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 many times privately. Not that it's a secret class. It's something that everybody ought to think about. If it's too good, and this is Bert says this all the time. If it's too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't true. Right?
Yeah. That's never failed me, and that's definitely true. There's another proverb that I believe in, that when you're faced with multiple alternatives and you can't figure out which alternative is the answer to your question, it's the most obvious one. It's the simplest one. That's called Occam's razor. And I think that's a little less than the percentage true. Maybe that's like 60 or 70% true. If it sounds too good to be true, that's probably 99% true.
Right. Right. I'm in total agreement. But the interesting thing was that this guy that created this Ponzi scheme, he was a California electrician. So he was not part of Wall Street. He was an electrician. And he ended up buying, as you mentioned, a NASCAR race car sponsorship. He bought more than 150 luxury cars. Now, I know what it's like to have a bunch of batteries, and each one of those cars has at least one battery, each one. So that's 150 batteries. That's a full-time job for one person to keep moving chargers from battery to battery to battery to keep them charged up. Just let alone drive 150 cars.
Yeah.
That's an impossibility.
Yeah, there's a car for sale for you, Vince. Burt Reynolds, Firebird.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just took a look at Burt Reynolds' 1977 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, and reminded me of the day I took a white Firebird Trans Am with the, you know, the big bird painted on the hood down the racetrack. I put the helmet on, went down the track, and I was not impressed. It looked nice, but it could not compete with my that was a Firebird 400 four-speed. It could not compete with my AMX 390. It just didn't have what it took to do well on the track. Were you there that day, Bert, when I took that Firebird down the track?
I went to the track with you several times. I think I know which white Firebird you're referring to. And you know what the problem with that Firebird was? It was there was a series of years where they didn't know how to meet the pollution standards, and they just lowered the compression of the engine. You know, that 400 Trans Am, the compression ratio was only, I think, 7.2 or 7.6 to 1. It burnt regular unleaded. They had to detune the and decompression the engine for 2 or 3 years in the Firebirds.
Well, I couldn't believe how slow it was. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It looked really nice, but that must be why, because it really was not a high performance car. It looked like it was, but it wasn't. But yeah, and you do know that particular Firebird I'm talking about. So please continue.
Yeah. So, well, I think the reason you're mentioning it is just before we went to break, amongst the assets that were seized was Burt Reynolds' Firebird from. I don't know if that's from Smokey and the Bandit or that other movie he did where they're running from the police. Yes, his Firebird was one of the cars they bought with their Ponzi money, and the government has seized it, and it's being auctioned off if you want a chance to get it. Cannonball Run, that was the other movie I was thinking of.
Yeah. I think I'm okay without it. It would take like 30 or 40 or 50 years worth of revenue from selling cows to pay for that. So I could do without it.
Yeah. You know, we had, just real quick, we'll move on to the other topic, but we had a guy, there was a local restaurant where I could walk to it from my house, so I hung out at the bar often just after work, have a cocktail, you know, for me it's a glass of Chardonnay or a beer. And there was a guy there who was doing a Ponzi scheme. It was some type of a tax equipment rental. In other words, he would supposedly be renting electronic equipment out to companies, and you could invest in it and get like this huge tax write-off every year. And of course, it was a Ponzi scheme. And he was approaching all the people that went to this restaurant. And I know several people that were actually taken in by him. And, this happened a few years ago. And I was a little bit hurt because he never approached me, but I think he didn't think that I could afford it because, you know, I'd show up there in blue jeans and a Aloha shirt. People who know me know I like to wear Hawaiian shirts often or pretty much all the time. So, I looked like a guy that was probably working as a technician for, $40 an hour or something, and he never approached me, but several doctors and lawyers were taken for a lot of money, and again, it was a very complicated tax deal, and it was a Ponzi scheme. And anyway, Vince, moving on, here's, I guess we could almost call it a Ponzi scheme, but you've heard of electric cars, and you know they need batteries. Do you ever wonder what they do with the batteries when the cars are either need a new battery or the car itself is being disposed of? Everyone talks about building factories to build batteries, but how often do you hear of a factory to decommission or recycle batteries? Not that often.
Well, I know that it's a very difficult process because the batteries themselves weigh about 900 pounds, and the dealers themselves don't have the equipment to take the battery out after 4, 5, 6, 7 years of use. And yeah, please continue with this because I have talked about this on the air, and it's a huge problem.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
People aren't thinking about. Yeah, they're not talking about the nuclear waste equivalent of the batteries of electric vehicles. We'll be right back with Bert in California.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats are celebrating. President Biden's social spending bill has passed by a razor-thin majority. House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Build Back Better bill is passed.
The House now has about 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote.
California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy reminds Americans our technology cannot sustain electric cars at this time. And since EV batteries are made in China, the Chinese win if this bill passes in the Senate.
You're charging more than $5 trillion in this bill. More than 2,000 pages. Enough! You're empowering China to be even stronger. This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
As many law experts across the country say the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial failed to present murder charges against the defendant, mainstream media is trying to intimidate the jury to convict Rittenhouse. An MSNBC producer was caught following the jury pool van last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After running a red light, the MSNBC producer was stopped by local police. Rocker Ted Nugent on Newsmax says this is good versus evil.
This guy, this young 17-year-old kid, was exactly what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be, to stand up good over evil. Kyle Rittenhouse, good. Rioters and thugs and attackers and assaulters and career criminals, evil. I hope everybody would write down this colloquialism. It's a representative colloquialism. Engineered recidivism. Our court system, our totally failed court system, is intentionally engineering recidivism. They know these people are going to repeat their vicious, violent crimes, and the so-called justice system continues to let them out to do it. And when a good citizen stands up and goes, no, I have an instinctual moral obligation to try to neutralize evil, this court case happens, and it breaks the hearts and sickens good Americans that know the purest instinct to man is to defend oneself. And that's all Kyle Rittenhouse did.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, class, seriously, number two is in charge, while number one goes for a number two inspection. Yep. Joe is having a colonoscopy, and chlamydia is in charge. She's got the red button. Temporarily, while he's under anesthesia. Bert, back to you.
Anyway, on that note, let's talk about recycling. And so, what do you do with EV batteries? For that matter, what do you do with any batteries, but EV batteries in particular, because there's a lot of bad things in them. And the biggest market for electric vehicles, people may or may not know this, is China right now. And in the Chinese EV market, when they have to recycle, and I put recycle in quotes, a battery, no surprise that most of them don't go through a formal recycling plant. They end up going to a illegal smelter. They're melted down to get the trace elements out, and the rest of it is just thrown into the environment, including elements that are poisonous to us, sulfuric acid dumped into the groundwater or into the ocean or into the river where it is. The Chinese say they want to crack down on it, but it's going on. The authorities don't seem to do much. The companies will pay anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a battery to get rid of them, and they end up poisoning the environment. Now, you might say, okay, it's China, it's not here. Well, we're all people. You don't want them to get poisoned. Plus, when it gets into the atmosphere and the water, we're all drinking the same water, ultimately, and breathing the same air. So it's a big issue. Again, something not widely reported. We all hear about all these stimulus bills that are being passed to encourage the use of electric vehicles. And I've talked before, I think in theory electric vehicles are good because of the efficiency of the electric motor. But the problem that almost nobody talks about is what do we do with the batteries? And even producing the batteries creates pollution. But certainly disposing of the batteries is an enormous pollution issue, and we haven't solved it. We do have strict rules in the United States that is protecting us to some extent. In China, they may have rules, but nobody pays attention to them. And these most batteries end up in illegal smelting plants, and it's generating thousands of tons of waste every year. And I don't know if the UN's looking into it, but if they are, they're not doing very much.
Okay, I've got a comment. When we built our solar system here, I did a lot of analysis, investigations, and research, and the battery bank that I chose was a real simple one. It's been around for well over 100 years. It was developed by Thomas Alva Edison, and it's called the nickel-iron battery. And no one knows how long they last because there are still some in service from 1906. And all you do is pour out the electrolyte, which is a base, not an acid. You neutralize it, and you pour in new electrolyte, and you're good to go again. So these batteries, these nickel-iron batteries, don't last, you know, 2 years like a lead-acid battery, or three or four or five at the extreme end of the life of a lead-acid battery, or a lithium-ion battery like these that are in these electric vehicles that, you know, last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and then they pull them out, as you mentioned. And what's happening, Bert, is they are being warehoused. So a company, not the dealership, because the dealerships can't handle removing the batteries because it's like taking the floor out of a vehicle, because the battery bank is not something you just raise the hood or the trunk and pull the battery out. It's not like a car battery. This thing is the shape, typically, of the floor of the vehicle, you know, including the wheel wells and every available piece of real estate they've got on the floor of a car is used for the battery bank, wherever they can, you know, fit that in. So it's a monumental expensive job to take out the battery. So it's almost like when the battery goes bad in an electric vehicle, they just get rid of the vehicle. I mean, it's that complicated. But we have David in San Francisco. David, if you could be quick and concise, that'd be great, because Bert has a lot on the plate for today.
Well, thanks, Vincent. Bert, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I remember hearing about some of the, or I'm trying to remember if it was Prius or if it was the what is it, the Tesla one, where you would drive into what you would think of as a gas station, but they would just give you another battery. So it would be a quick pull-out. You know, you'd pull up your thing, they'd have a swap-out of battery, and so it was not buried deep in the car. It was very easily accessible, so you could just slam them in and drive on. And so, you know, somebody actually built one in so it was hard to take out. That would sound like some planned obsolescence. But regarding Bert's description of the, you know, the complications in all these batteries to begin with, you know, America's infrastructure bill is waiting to be developed. Topsoil should be added to it. Battery disposal. I mean, do we want to poison America's topsoil with poisonous chemicals like that? Of course not. So I would think that part of the next infrastructure bill should be protecting America's topsoil, which has a lot to do with whether or not we pollute it in the first place, much less to capture it before it rolls down the river into the Gulf of Mexico. And so I'm all for developing a smarter, better next part of the infrastructure bill, and a part of the city, you know, the idea of having free community college. Every American should have access to making themselves smarter, and free community college seems like the wise investment of this this part of America's turning point. You know, we can't be living by lies and fighting.
Well, we are living by lies, and we are fighting, and we're fighting each other, and it's all by design.
Exactly.
And, so I really...
Yeah, there was a lot
okay,
on the
Operation
plate there.
Gladio. I know... What was that, Bert?
I was saying there was a lot on the plate there, but I'll comment to a couple of items.
Yeah. David, I need to continue with
First
Class because he has... Yeah, but I want to say thank you. I appreciate your insight and your intelligence, and you just showed our class how bright the students are here at USA Prepares. Thank
All
you so
right.
much.
All right, well, get in on part of the infrastructure and become a community college. Your university is.
I've gone to community.
No,
I
have
both.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Took economics, financial management, all kinds of things. Very useful.
Great. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thanks, okay. David. Commenting on the batteries, so they do have some cars that they're working on for faster swap on the batteries. In fact, Vince, have you heard of Formula E in the Grand Prix racing cars? So they have Formula One, Formula Two. Formula E is electric cars, and what they do is instead of coming in for gas, they come into the pits, they get new tires, and they swap out the battery. So they get one or two battery changes through the length of the race, and it works very fast. Now, the problem with what Davis said for the average guy to just go drive up and swap the batteries, whether it's for, you know, charging, to, you know, swap the battery instead of charging, or just for other reasons, is that, think about it. If you're going to go in and get a new battery replacement, what if your battery is shot? These batteries are a huge percentage of the price of the car. So you go in with a worthless battery and you trade it in and you get a brand new battery that's worth $10,000 and you just trade it in worth $500. Well, how are they going to test that and know when you drive into these shops? It's not like swapping out your propane tank, which is pretty much going to be just like the one you swapped in. So that's one of the issues there. Now, if they can test your battery and know that it's shot and you're willing to hand them your Visa card and pay $8,000, I guess maybe then it can work.
Okay, so you mentioned something I just wanted to comment on very quickly. So testing and proving technology on the racetrack, that's what guys do on the racetrack. They have an idea to make. Yeah, that's what we did. I can imagine that you saw me under the hood of my AMX, you know, before a race, checking it and modifying it well before I brought the car to the track to race it, testing out the new technology that I thought would make it better. So, yeah, that's where it happens. The ideas happen in the mind. They get written down on paper. They get built under the hood, under the frame, in the frame, in the car, and they get tested on the racetrack by, you know, lots of entrepreneurs. And obviously for Formula E, the problem is changing that darn battery, how to make it change, you know, more quickly. That's how races are won, because the drivers are A lot of the drivers are pretty close in terms of capabilities. A lot of the cars are pretty close in terms of capabilities and performance. So then what's the edge? The edge would be making the swap out and the repair at the pit stop faster.
Yep.
Please continue.
Faster and figuring out that you're not going to get swindled, or you're not going to turn in an almost new battery and get an old one. You got to figure out how to deal with that. Maybe the key there is you don't own the battery at all, so okay, you didn't get one that lasts that long, but the next one will be better, and maybe they can work out a plan or to take care of that issue. Otherwise, who's going to want to turn in a new battery and get somebody's old one, even if it's fully charged?
Let me just go back a little bit. This is an important point. Class, all the technology has not been figured out. All that's a fact. All of the technology has not been figured out. And here's one example. Bert has a hybrid car, and he plugs it in at the end of the workday, and the timer is set in software to start charging when the electric rates go down in the off-peak times. But that didn't work. So he'd go home after work, plug it in, and it would start charging at the highest rate, 6X, S-I-X, times the low rate. And what was the fix? He brought it to the dealer. The dealer said, we'll work on it, and they let him know it was fixed. What did they do? They rebooted the system. Okay? They rebooted it. And asking them, okay, so actually what was the cause? Nobody knows. They don't know why it went haywire.
Yeah,
that's called a glitch.
Vince, I have some bad news.
But
it
a
just
glitch.
Went out again.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to reboot it on my own.
Let me just define for the class what a glitch is. It's used all the time incorrectly. A glitch is a non-reproducible event. That's a glitch. So you hear all these stupid newscasters and news readers say, oh, that was a glitch. It wasn't a glitch. It's either a malfunction, a software programming error, or equipment that went awry. That is what they call a glitch. A glitch is a non-reproducible event. But we're going into a break. Gosh, this time goes fast.
Yep.
Maybe we should get 3 hours. Maybe we should get 3 hours for USA Repairs. Bert and I will be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, please continue.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to try and dig into our third topic here, and that is the 5G rollout and what's going on and how it affects everybody and what's been happening. And I want to give a quick update to the class. So many of you may have heard there was a emergency delay in some of the rollout because it turns out that 5G transmitters interfere with aircraft altimeters. And, Vince, had you heard about that?
Absolutely. Yes, I have.
Yeah. So here's the thing with radio waves is that you have a signal, but that signal has what we call a skirt on it. So if you look at it in the frequency domain, I don't want to get too wonky here, but there's, you know, your main signal that has modulation on it, so it occupies a little, let's call it a channel width of radio spectrum. But there's always a little bit to the side, and generally that's much, much weaker, you know, 1,000th or 1/10,000th, which would be 40 dB down. But there's still energy there. So that energy that's on the side of the main channel can interfere with something that's supposed to be on that adjacent channel. And in this case, it was radio altimeters used in aircraft occupied a frequency very near to what they were deploying for new 5G. And it's generally, we're talking about something around 3 to 4 gigahertz, which is a higher frequency than most cell phones have used up till now. So there's a stay on some deployment in these new frequencies of 5G. Other than that, 5G has been slow to roll out. Everyone talks about it. There's phones that are enabling it, but there's almost no 5G service yet fully operational really anywhere. I mean, there's some areas turned on, but it's pretty much in the process of being built out.
Well, I'm glad. You know, we are surrounded, top, bottom, left, right, 360 degrees, by electromagnetic radiation. And I don't think more is better. I think less is better.
Yeah. And, that's the real issue with 5G. It's not so much the individual frequencies. And, yes, this is a case where an individual frequency is potentially interfering. But the real issue with 5G is that it's designed to be deployed in much wider scale. In other words, many more, 10 or 100 times more base stations, each operating at a lower power level, but more of them. So we'll be bathed in radio signals virtually anywhere we go, entering a store, going down the street, walking through an apartment building, walking into a business building, into a business lobby. We'll have microtransmitters everywhere. And we have not fully explored the health problems of being bathed in a constant RF to that extent. And that's really the issue. It's not so much, oh, this new frequency is really dangerous to somebody's health. No, it's just the aggregate amount of power that we're all going to be subjected to is much higher under the new 5G cellular system.
And who actually is in charge of this insanity?
Collective industry, the telecommunications industry. They always want something new, better, more coverage, more users, more bandwidth.
More bandwidth, more frequencies, more
higher data rate.
Okay, more, more, more. And is it the customers? Is it the customers? I mean, I keep hearing the same mantra. Yeah, but you can download a whole movie in 2 minutes. Who needs to do that?
Can't watch it in 2 minutes. So there is a mantra of bandwidth, but I can just speak for myself. My phone is, an older iPhone. It works fine. I get all the data I need. I'm on a discount plan with, I don't want to advertise for them, but it's one that you hear on the radio, and it works great on my phone, and I don't need any more data. I have all the data rate and bandwidth that I need for anything I do on my phone, which isn't as much as I do at my desktop. So, but the industry is always pushing for new, better, and that's the mantra.
So, let me ask you a semi-personal question. How do you feel about being on tap 24 hours a day?
On tap 24 hours a day?
Well, what I mean is if you have your cell phone with you 24 hours a day, or if it's near you, somebody can call you and say, hey, Bert, you know, I was bored, and so I just called you for a little entertainment.
I turn it off at night then.
Okay, very good, very good. Class, I just want to tell you, during the last break, I was talking to Jason. And I said, Jason, you know, I think we need fewer commercials. I'd like fewer commercials. Can we do that? He said, I think you already did that. And I said, yeah, it works so well, I'd like to do it again. And actually, we got 6 minutes back. I gave the 6 minutes of commercials that we used to own a couple years ago back to GCN so we could have more class time. And I'd like to do it again. So I'm going to contact GCN again. I'm going to talk to the guy who's in charge, and I have his email address. And I'm going to ask him for, you know, more talk time. Well, more teaching time, I should say. Bert, thanks so much for being with us today. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Ben.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.